Hey, happy day. Thanks for joining. I hope you're having a right day. Guns, boomity, boomity, boom, boom. Guns, they get into the wrong hands, and when they do, it's a bad thing. You need to keep the guns out of the bad people's hands and put them into the hands only of the good people. That'd be a great scenario, but I want to share a little video with you. It's kind of cute. It's about a girl that goes into a gun store, and she has a handler, and the handler's job is to go up and distract the people at the till and all the salespeople behind the counter, and she kind of does a pretty good job, but the security in this case catches her. This is taken in southern part close to the border in Texas, a U.S. of A. Watch with me.
Lo puedes sacar voluntariamente. Podemos evidenciar que la señora Lice trae 04 revólveres escondidos en la parte de tórax, en el pecho, dejando así como constancia 4 armas de fuego.
What do you think of that? Wow, I have a cannon. Doesn't everybody have a cannon? This is a picture of my cannon. Good thing she doesn't come around my place. She'll probably try to steal my cannon. Good bloody grief. Now you've got Ed Berlew. He's a gun attorney in Canada, and he's working on so many things these days because he has so much to work with. The Liberal government says, hey, let's keep the guns out of the hands of the good people. And so many governors in the US of A kind of talk like that. The good news is more don't talk like that, but certainly the Democrats in Congress and the Senate, they say the same thing. Only bad guys should have guns. Back to Ed Berlew. He's fighting hard for Canadians with all this new gun control stuff going on. And maybe they need a couple of cannons pointed at. You know, but Ed is now concerned about the PAL. PAL being the license for the Canadian gun owners, because you can't renew right now. You can try. You can send in all your paperwork, and there is a six-month kind of amnesty, I think, or an extension or something, grace period. But Ed is saying, even with that, there are certain little things you all need to know. Contact Firearm Legal Defense, firearmlegaldefense.com. If you're not a member, sign up. Ed's our lead attorney with that company, and that company for $95 a year gives you advice. Gives you free advice as to what you need to do, and they'll also pay your legal fees if it comes to that. So you all should pay attention to that, I would say. In addition to, this is a gun chat today. Kind of. It's not about guns. It's about freedom, right? A gun is a piece of property. You buy it, you have it, you enjoy it. It's yours. You can use it. You own it. You're a good guy. You have licenses, you have background checks and all of that stuff in government. So they come along and say, we want your property. Well, hold it. You've got a Porsche. The Porsche goes 200 miles an hour. That's not good for public safety. We want your car. We're going to take it. Oh, but it's my property. It's kind of swinging all over the place, right? I mean, a gun in the hands of a good guy is a good thing. A gun in the hands of a bad guy is a bad thing. Pretty simple stuff. The CSSA, the Canadian Shooting Sports in Canada, and the NRA, the National Rifle Association of the US of A. There's a lot of members, it's interesting, that don't have guns because they kind of like the freedom thing. Something always leads to something else. Now I'm talking about guns still. In politics specifically and in life generally, one gun law. That's it, don't worry. The reason why the CSSA or the NRA do worry is because it's a slippery slope, right? They don't do it once. You give them an inch and they want to take a foot, and then they end up wanting to take a mile, one more rule. It's just something that we wanted to do. Oh, something always leads to something else. Guns for me, but not for thee, the battle cry of a lib. Forgot I had all this information here today of a lib who hates God and hates guns, which is pretty typical, right? He comes home to find a bad guy in his house raping his wife or his daughter. Guess what he does? He phones the policeman with a gun and he prays to God that the policeman with a gun gets there quickly. does that sound? A little hypocritical, kind of, sort of, maybe. Gun control, gun control, explain. Michael Bloomberg was asked how it is that he wants guns confiscated when he has many armed bodyguards. Why can you defend your life, but I can't defend mine? His response, my guards are ex-police. I pay for them. I have death threats all of the time. Oh, I get it. We, the citizenry, we're too stupid to look after ourselves, I guess we can't even pay others to do it. We're going to get to the wild horses now. Wild horses, you know what? It kind of is about freedom, okay? You feel free when you watch a horse running free. In this case, this is to do with the coronavirus. So wild horses now are having a blast running through empty ski resorts, particularly this one in Spain. You know, they're running around because there's nobody there to stop them. And that's kind of cool. Hey, finally got to the horses. Y'all come back tomorrow. We'll have more stuff for you from the right. See ya.